The latest from podnews.net with Memberful, the easiest way to sell memberships to your podcast audience.
If the New York Times gets any journalism wrong, the executive editor should talk about it, answer for it, and should have as his job to convince people that we're being transparent, open about it.
There's growing criticism of the New York Times' Michael Barbaro after the newspaper's discredited Caliphate podcast. Barbaro conducted that interview about the show, including examining the actions of its executive producer, Lisa Tobin. However, Barbaro was not as transparent as he might have been. He didn't disclose that Tobin is his fiancée. This is in contravention of the New York Times' editorial standards, which prohibits staff reporting on people with whom they have close personal relationships. Barbaro has also reportedly told other journalists at the newspaper not to criticize the podcast. Meanwhile, some point out that while Caliphate reporter Rukmini Kanamachi was made to publicly apologize and forced to move to a different area, the podcast's producer and reporter, Andy Mills, who made the podcast and accepted its Peabody Award, was hosting The Daily this week. On Twitter, Barbaro appears to be blocking those criticizing the decision. In other news, Mic Drop is a new app and website which claims it's the easiest way to record and send audio. You connect it to your Dropbox, add a script if you like, and send the link to your contributors. They'll record their bits and the audio automatically goes into your Dropbox. If you'd like a year's professional account for free, the first 100 Podnews readers to sign up using a promo code, which you'll find in our show notes and our newsletter today, will each get a year's account worth $60. The future of podcast measurement is facing some very large challenges in the near future, says Rob Greenley, writing in his personal blog. Rob works for Libsyn and is chair of the Podcast Academy. It's easy to make a podcast, but hard to find an audience that cares, so says Sarah Marie of Spec FM, the five-year podcast network which closed this month. If you've missed someone's Christmas present and not been able to visit the swag tables at Podcast Movement this year, worry not. The Podmatch podcast clothing store has just been launched, selling clothing and accessories and even a mug or two. And we've returned links to Stitcher back to our podcast pages. We link to an example for This American Life today. Nice to have it back. In podcast news, Podland has Adam Curry and Dave Jones from the Podcast Index on this week and talks about closed versus open. It's very good. Podland.news is where you can find that. And the Jason Ellis Show from the radio announcer who spent 15 years on SiriusXM is new from Cast Media. This update is thanks to Memberful. Now, all we want for Christmas is a strong community and strong revenue. Memberful makes it easier than ever to have both. It's easy. You just connect your Stripe account, you add your podcast, and your listeners can subscribe immediately. You can get started for free today at memberful.com. That's memberful.com. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Happy Christmas.